Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is planning a special meeting in January.
January 24th, we're going to have a winter policy meeting.
It'll be held at the Embassy Suites at 741 North Phillips Avenue in Oklahoma City near the OU Medical Center. OCA's Michael Kelsey tells us,
we're really excited about it. We encourage OCA members to participate. It's a one-day deal. It'll be real intense that we're going to come up, roll our sleeves, work hard for the day, and then go home and finish chores that evening.
And more details available at okcattlemen.org.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch production sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
This past week, the U.S. Supreme Court decided to consider which federal courts have jurisdiction to hear lawsuits against EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule. That could hasten disposition of a case that could still take years without congressional or White House action. The High Court's review boils down to whether the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Ohio or several U.S. district courts have jurisdiction over WOTUS lawsuits by farm and other groups. The appeals court froze WOTUS in 2015 pending lower court action, but then consolidated the lawsuits under its own jurisdiction. National Association of Manufacturers have petitioned the Supreme Court to review the jurisdictional issue, arguing if the appellate court hears the case and its ruling is overturned on jurisdictional grounds, that the National Association of Manufacturers would have to start its WOTUS challenge all over again at the trial court level. American Farm Bureau's Don Parrish alluded to the jurisdictional dilemma in a 2015 interview before the Sixth Circuit Court consolidated the cases.
We have almost, 12, 13 cases that have been filed in district court. Ultimately, if the Sixth Circuit chooses not to hear this case and they say the case is best heard at the district court level, there's going to be cases going on all over the country.
The Sixth Circuit Court opted for consolidation, but the Supreme Court could have the final say, which farm groups and manufacturers hopes will bring an end to the jurisdictional mess over WOTUS that Congress failed to kill a year ago when President Obama vetoed its action. Farm Bureau's Parrish says the outgoing administration was hoping but failed to get the entire case moved to the D.C. Circuit Court, stacked with Obama appointees.
The Obama administration has had a huge impact, at least on the circuit court here in the D.C. Circuit. And ultimately, what this case is destined for is Supreme Court review. And for that to happen, there's going to need to be different opinions about how this case plays out. And ultimately, the Supreme Court's going to hear what should be the correct jurisdictional reach of EPA.
Big question, of course, now is what the Trump administration will be able to do regarding WOTUS. The pick for EPA's chief, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, has sued EPA over WOTUS in his role as the AG here in Oklahoma. Senate Judiciary Chair and longtime ag lawmaker Chuck Grassley says the new team could simply decide not to defend the rule in court. However, it's certain that environmental groups would then sue Uncle Sam, demanding them they defend WOTUS. Congressional Republicans already plan to attack WOTUS on various legislative fronts, including in how it's being funded. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Payseens Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org.
A lot more agricultural news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.